Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in today. This is Wednesday, September 9th, and I'm Susie Prez here to bring you news, information, events, weather, and in-person interviews today with two folks that are organizing and hosting the upcoming Wellness Fest this Sunday, September 13th at Farman Park from 10 to 2. And we'll get to you. Thank you for coming in, by the way. We'll get to you in just a minute, so welcome. Johnny Chambers and Natalie Britton from a group that's organizing this called Common Ground, and we'll get to more of that. I'm really looking forward to hearing about your really fun community organizing event here coming up Sunday. It's now in its second year. But first, we always like to do the weather from the National Weather Service, of course. That's an important thing, it seems like, today, these days. And currently, from the National Weather Service, it's 52 degrees. We have a high today of 74 with some sunshine out there. Low tonight, 46. I kind of like the cool nights that we're experiencing. It helps with the sleep quotient. We have Thursday. So today, a high of 74. Thursday, high of 75. Partly sunny. And Thursday night, low of 43. Other than that, we'll just go with a beautiful day ahead, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just get to our interview because it's a lot going on with what you're putting together. Again, welcome Natalie Britton with Common Ground.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for coming in. And Johnny Chambers, you're just really one of the main organizers of this event coming up called...
Call it Sandpoint Neighborhood Wellness Fest.
Okay. And I always like to start with a who are we talking to? Who are we listening to? A little introduction from each of you. We'll start with Johnny. Who are you and what do you do here in Sandpoint? You can mention your endeavor, but also, you know, who are you and why are you getting involved in this way in our community?
Good question, Susie. My name is Johnny Chambers, and I am a fitness trainer, a therapeutic trainer. I have Rise Fitness Studio here in Sandpoint, and I have been doing fitness for over 20-plus years in all different realms of fitness, and my primary studio works on one-on-one training as well as semi-private training as well. So I just have had this vision, you know, Sandpoint is just already in its own, has strong connections. Mm-hmm. And strong community, but there never was this like this event that kind of drew in more people from our community. There's so many wellness health practitioners, small businesses, you know, Winter Ridge, all these places where we all like to kind of like we get attracted to. And so I just wanted to kind of create this event where we can all come and just like meet each other. An opportunity for maybe someone that is new on their health and wellness journey to maybe step in and meet someone that may help them and change their lives. And that's kind of where it all stemmed from. And so my wife and I, we teamed up with Toasty Mobile originally as the first year. For those of you that don't know Toasty Mobile, they are out in Ponderea. It's a sauna place that has a beautiful property. And we did it there and it was great success.
So just to back up a minute, it sounds like you're trying to showcase the eclectic beauty of our community in the fields of services and also coming together in groups and the different things that support a healthy community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all about connection and just bringing like education, you know, also to people to be like, hey, we're here. We have other things to offer, and it was just really cool because there's so many people out. I think a lot of people kind of connect wellness to like fitness and movement, and it's so much more than that, as we know. And so that's kind of what I wanted to bring awareness to people, and there's just some really cool practitioners in this town.
So we'll get to the Wellness Festival and the kind of the dynamics of what you're bringing in, what's coming in, and what's being offered. I just wanted to back up a little bit more to who you are. How long have you been here? You may have said it and I wasn't listening, but.
Yeah, so I've been coming to Sandpoint for over 20 years. My wife has family, but we've lived here now 6 years full time. And
just in the picture of someone that's lived here for 6 years, you sort of mentioned it. What would the flavor, how would you describe our community a little bit?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's, oh, wow.
The feeling,
the
flavor.
I feel like it's just, it's warm to me. I think every time I've come here before I moved here full time, it's just, I've always felt welcome in a lot of ways. And it's just, it feels like home to me. There's definitely a spirit of Sandpoint, as most of us know, and it's just a big draw. It feels good.
I think for some folks, you cross that long bridge if you're coming from the South for the first time and you never look back. It kind of pulls you in as this is where you belong, a sense of place, as they say.
Yeah.
And I think that does happen for quite a few people. So I think that's what you're describing, the warmth and
the energy of it.
It's different.
Yeah.
I know. I showed up here a long time ago and never left. So, and let's turn over to Natalie. Natalie Britton, you're with Common Ground. It's a great word. We all walk on common ground.
That's right.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and who you are and why you're doing what you're doing?
Yeah, thank you so much, Susie. I'm so happy to be here supporting the Wellness Fest with Common Ground. So Common Ground is a community organizing, community building and organizing organization. And we're here today to kind of offer the wind underneath the wings of the Wellness Fest and to just support them, because what we do is to help people feel more connected, rooted, and engaged in the community where they live. We're super interested in strengthening the relationships that already exist between people, businesses, organizations, educators, makers, growers, and other community members. And so it just felt like a super natural fit for us to come up alongside our friends and support the Wellness Fest with particularly this wellness aspect that I think is super important to be uplifting in Sandpoint.
It sounds like Common Ground as you described it, but how do you do that? How does Common Ground do it? Joining forces with other opportunities, as you just mentioned, but what are some of the other ways? I think the word came to mind, networking.
Yes, correct. Yeah, absolutely. So networking is absolutely the bottom line of what we do. We help support and organize community events and gatherings just like this. We also bring different people and organizations together around shared interests or local needs. We help promote local businesses, practitioners, educators, and we're also going to start organizing some community roundtables where people can start having conversations in more concerted groups. And so our next one coming up is going to be strengthening our local food systems. So we kind of touch all areas of the community, but right now we're focusing on event production, and the Wellness Fest is just such a perfect marriage with what we do and how we support community ventures.
So how do you support Wellness Fest?
Yeah, so we're kind of coming along and taking a two-person job and turning it into a four-person job. My co-hosts, we call each other co-stewards instead of co-producers of Common Ground. Jamaica, she has a long background in event production. And so she's helping sort of with the logistics. I'm helping with the social media. And Johnny can describe in just a minute some more of the tasks that we've been accomplishing to put this event on, but just kind of taking a lot of the small details and helping support so that it's not as much of a heavy lift.
I'm thinking that, well, so what are some of the other things that you've done, or is Common Ground fairly new organization?
It's a fairly new organization, so we're brand new as of this year. We're going to continue coming out into the community and doing more of these community organizing events in addition to these conversations that I just mentioned. And then something fun and good to mention is that our ultimate goal is to invest in a land-based community hub where we could have a land-based center that supports community gatherings, local food and growing, education, workshops, traditional and land-based skills, youth and family programming, and other community projects.
Very large scope of activity.
So very community in all ways, shapes, and forms.
Well, it's always good to have vision, because that's where things begin.
Yeah.
And then they evolve into what it is to be.
Yeah.
And so let's switch back over to what we're here for today. And This is the second year. And Johnny, were you involved in the first year? Yes, you were. You just mentioned that
Correct.
You and your wife.
Correct.
So let's just look at last year and what must have been good enough that you said, let's do this again.
Yeah, we just had an astounding, comments afterwards of how much people like needed it. It actually kind of surprised us at how people just need that community, and they need to be kind of drawn and just someone to organize it, you know. And they were even saying, oh, I would love for you to do this quarterly, and you know, we want more of this. And you know, as much as I would love to do that, it's just not in my in my realm right now. I'm a parent of three children and running a business, and so, but you know, I think, you know, bringing Common Ground into this could open more avenues for that, mm-hmm. where we could maybe mm-hmm. have the manpower to maybe do more things like this. I would love to get, you know, people in the community to meet maybe every quarterly and just have discussion and network. And so I think there's definitely a need for it, and it's just a matter of us just doing it.
Mm. You know, one thing that comes to mind when I'm listening to you talk is that Sandpoint is a diverse community. Mm. We have the old-time ranchers, we have the farmers, we have probably even some loggers and the originals. And way back in the 60s and 70s, Sandpoint had a big back-to-the-lander movement. Mm. And then the old-timers and the back-to-the-landers actually became very close and worked and helped each other. And then that, you know, kind of shifted and changed. It became a very resort community. Mm. And what I'm hearing is that there's a lot going on, and this is a way to showcase, as we said, and network and bring it together, because we don't know. So the question then becomes, how do you integrate that diversity into something like this? Mm. I was thinking everyone could invite their neighbor, and let's go down to the wellness festival and hang out together, and you know, some way to integrate that diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any ideas?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think as we're going to get into in a second, the Wellness Fest isn't just about, you know, your chiropractors and your doctors, although we have that as well. There's a wide swath of what wellness incorporates. And so speaking to this wide population and this diverse array of people that are in Sandpoint, there's something at the Wellness Fest for everybody. And so definitely inviting your neighbors, inviting your family members, bringing the kids. We have kids events that we'll talk about in a minute, but there are so many vendors coming, which we're so thrilled about. And there really is something that will appeal to you no matter what your background or interest range is.
Yeah, I think that's important for the listeners to know about that this is not just one-sided, so to speak. You don't want to think in those terms, but that sounds really good.
Yeah. So, well, just to kind of recap, there's your traditional, you know, modalities, but there's also non-traditional and holistic things that you probably never even heard of. So that's also what you're going to see at our Wellness Fest, you know, people using like frequency healing, different machinery to help heal you via Equiscopes, you know, there's an array of ways of healing. And I think there's definitely like a draw to people where they are looking more for that holistic approach. Mm. And that's what we wanted to bring.
Okay. So let's take a closer picture, look at what this will really look like on mm-hmm. Sunday mm-hmm. from what was the time again?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And this is called the Wellness Fest. So it will be at Farman Park this coming Sunday. Let's take a look at what this might look like for people, or will look like for folks that come down and hang out.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to have, I think kind of the biggest highlight of it is we have a big tent that we're going to have that we're calling the Movement Tent, sponsored by Common Yoga and Movement. And so, sorry, Grounded. Grounded Yoga and Movement. I get you guys confused all the time.
Yes.
And so we're going to have a huge tent, and it's free to the public, where we're going to have different instructors from around our town teaching mm-hmm. different modalities. We're going to have a yoga class. We're going to have a sculpt class. We're going to have sound bath class. If you've never done sound bowls, you know, that's really fun. I always relaxes me. We're going to have somatic breathing. We're going to have mat Pilates. So we're going to have all those like 30 to 40 minute classes. Feel free to bring your mat if you like. We'll have some there if you forget. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be ongoing through a whole event. So if anything else, just come and like get some good movement and try out some different modalities. And I think that's the biggest highlight. And then outside of that, we really want to encourage families to come because, you know, it's not just the adults trying to figure out what practitioner should I meet next. It's all about families too. So we're going to have multiple kid activities. We're going to have face painting available with chalk paint if it doesn't rain. Maybe a painted mural. We're kind of thinking about that. We're going to have Sean from Kaniskun Land Trust. He does these really cool, like, natural, like, arts and craft things. Like, last year he made this doll out of, like, plant material, and that was a big hit. And then we're going to also have, God, I'm drawing a blank.
We have Kaleidoscope coming out with POAC, and they're going to be doing, I'm not sure exactly what, but some sort of a kid's activity.
Yes. They're going to have, I think, just a bunch of kids' arts and crafts. So, like, using paper, maybe paint, and make some type of a craft.
Great opportunity to take your kids out to the park on a Sunday and see what's going on and have some different kind of fun that they might not get every day. And this is, as you said, very family-oriented. Other activities, you mentioned the big tent, the movement tent.
Yes.
And that's 4 hours of activities, vendors. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about some of the vendors. They're in different categories. What can we say about that?
Well, yeah, you're going to have like your traditional fitness and movement businesses. We're going to have some of those, like some of the surrounding studios here, as well as instructors. We're going to have nutritionists, naturopathic practitioners, people more on the holistic side are going to be there. Winter Ridge will even be there as well, sponsoring and handing out a bunch of stuff. We're going to have the mental and emotional side of health businesses. So there's some psychologists. Also, there's going to be a financial business too that kind of blends in their holistic and psychological, you know, element to that. We're going to have different other. We're going to have even like a hair studio that does like organic products. You know, so it's really an array of different healthy, like organic, like there's a. A skincare company that will be there as well that uses organic skincare. And then we're going to have all of the kid vendors that we had previously mentioned. There will be a few food vendors as well that are more like small and boutique localized. So we wanted to kind of bring a little bit of element of that. We also are going to have a tea lounge, which will be unique. It's going to be on stage where you can kind of just lounge in like a, I don't know, like a rug and like a little meditation pillow.
Come relax
and have some tea. So outside of that, what I did want to mention, Susie, is this might be enticing for people. Because of the sponsorship and what we have, we're also going to have 30 swag bags that are going to be loaded with some goodies. So it's first come, first serve on that. We're going to do a punch card where if you come and visit 10 vendors, you'll get a bag. And then after that, we'll then raffle the remaining swag bags for those that aren't able to come, you know, at that 10 a.m. slot. So there's going to be a lot to give out. We're going to have a hydration table also sponsored by 7B Trinity Wellness Center. And so we'll have some electrolytes. Winter Ridge will have probably some bars and stuff to give out there as well. So gives you a chance to kind of get something out of it, you know, that's free. We don't really want everything to kind of be given to the community.
I think the word I'm hearing is holistic. I mean, it's a coined phrase, but what it means is the whole spectrum of health and welfare. So
Correct,
when you're talking about investing money in a way that works for you or your mental health, things like that. So it seems like everything's kind of covered there. Let's switch over to your sponsors. You have 6 sponsors that might as well thank them on the air. It's always a nice thing.
Yeah, so Grounded Yoga and Movement, they're a new studio in town on First Street. They're sponsoring the Big Tent, which we're really thankful for. We have 7B Trinity Wellness Center. They're sponsoring our hydration table. Alpine Shop, they donate a bunch of swag, hats and bottles and gift cards even for the swag bags. Know Thy Medicine, they're donating a bunch of product as well for the swag bag. City Beach Organics.
What is Know Thy Medicine?
Yeah, great question.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, she's fairly new, and she's rebranding. And so, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure she's a naturopathic. I hope I didn't mess that up.
I believe she's an herbalist.
Herbalist, mm-hmm. That's right.
And
herbalist.
This is Sandy Nizzoli.
Yes,
who Sandy. Runs this? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and she's just rebranding, so she's not going to have a booth there, but she wanted to. She was kind enough to support it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
City Beach Organics is donating gift cards as well as drinks for the vendors, which was really kind of them. And then you have Winter Ridge Natural Foods. Those are our sponsors there.
Well, that sounds like a good mix in there.
Yes.
Anything? We want to talk a little bit free classes. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned them, but what a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I feel like there's just a lot of different, you know, types of fitness movement out there and different things that people haven't experienced. So we just wanted to create a unique experience where, like, you can just come and just meet these people. And, like, I'm sure a lot of people have tried yoga, but there are a lot of others that haven't, right? And that's obviously really mainstream.
Well, yoga is not just movement, it's breath. Too.
Correct.
I mean, that's what that really is about. It's integrating movement and breath together. So there'll be a little workshop on that.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Grounded yoga movement's going to be having an instructor teach that, as well as a sculpt class, which I don't know if I can quite explain that, but I think it's like you're obviously it's more of a strengthening element, mm-hmm. you know, on the floor. I'm sure there's some blended yoga movements there. And then we have Pilates, a Matt Pilates class taught by Excel, Pilates, Karina. And then we're going to have a sound bath by Amanda Bailey, out of the Luna Alchemy. Mm-hmm. Is it Luna Alchemy mm-hmm. Collective?
Yes, correct.
Luna Alchemy Collective. So if you never experienced that, I highly encourage you. She's going to be finishing off the Wellness Fest with that. And then we have, what was the last one? Oh, and then Somatic Breathing, which that is primarily driven for the breath. So that's going to be really unique and different too for most people.
And so a lot of that will take place in the movement tent?
Correct. All of it's going to be in the movement tent. We have a schedule. If you go on my website, risesandpoint.com, there's a Wellness Fest section there that lists the times for each instructor. So if there's someone that is drawn to you and you want to show up to that time, that schedule is on my website.
Can you give that website again?
Yeah, so that's Rise, R-I-S-E, sandpoint.com.
Okay. Lots of information there.
We'll also have all the vendors listed on that with all the other details that you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Does the Wellness Fest have their own website?
No,
this
not
is
yet.
It.
This is it, yeah.
RiseSandpoint.com.
Correct.
Okay. That's where you'll find out more. And I was just thinking while you were talking about some of these movements, events, is it for all ages? I mean, the older generation.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like anyone can do these, and these instructors are knowledgeable enough to modify if you need be, or, you know, yeah, just to come and join and see it. Absolutely. I think all of these would be accessible, I would say.
And I think the neat thing, too, is that if you're curious about any of these modalities that Johnny mentioned, because some of them probably for a lot of people, maybe the older generation specifically, are modalities that you've never heard of before, and they're a little bit strange sounding. And so if you're not comfortable jumping right in, this will be a format where you can actually get a sneak preview into what a mini class looks like, which at most yoga studios or other studios, you wouldn't get the opportunity to just kind of peek in and see what's going on. So coming and checking out the vendors, but just coming for the sake of seeing what these classes look like and feel like is also a good idea.
Yeah, because I think it's intimidating for a lot of people mm-hmm. that aren't used to that space, right? And so don't be intimidated. Come and check it out and even just stand and watch. Maybe that might draw your attention to want to try something later on.
Mm-hmm. So this is the second year, and last year you did it, I think, out at the fairgrounds.
So we did it. There's a business called Toasty Mobile, and she specializes in sauna. It's like a sauna retreat experience out in Ponderay. And so she has a beautiful lawn there where we did it with the forest and trees, and it was a big hit. We had over 30 vendors then, and it was well received.
It must have been. You're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not just your vision and the reason and your goals. It must have been well received in our community.
It was. And I think Well, I know now doing it at Farman Park, you know, with just the exposure and kind of the hardest standpoint, it's the hardest standpoint, right? So to me, and that's where the farmer's market is all the time, it's just going to be hopefully a bigger draw to people just to come out and casually walk by, check it out. You know, you probably get more out of it than you even know.
Different kind of parking situation, plenty of parking.
Yes, way more parking. There won't be parking restrictions like that other place was. And my hope is that we'll even get walking traffic of people that don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned food vendors. Does that mean there'll be food available for purchase? If yeah. You know, because you know how children are, they get hungry. And if you didn't bring the snacks, someone might get hungry and they might need food.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're going to have Opa. She does Greek food. She'll be there. We're going to have some of the other food truck vendors haven't fully committed with me yet, but they know about it. And maybe they'll show up and open up their doors. And then outside of that, that's unfortunately, we don't have multiple food vendors this year. But there's you can try Greek food if you haven't had Greek food before.
Right. Jupiter Jane might be interested.
You know, I reached out to her. She's working the soccer events this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
So you like I said, it must have gone well enough last year that you are launching it again. But what are your goals for this year? Just more exposure or a more bigger picture of it, more variety?
Yeah, exactly. I think having more variety of businesses has been a big hit already. I mean, we have close to 50 vendors, you know, and so that I'm super grateful for that people are obviously drawn to it and want to show up. And I think just building connection, I want this to be a thing like people know every year. It's like, hey, the Wellness Fest in September, I want to make sure I'm here to go to it. And that's why we were intentional doing it after school started, because we want more of the locals to see like, hey, this is what we have here in our town, as opposed to, you know, drawing it during summer where a lot of us are, you know, we come and go, we're busy. We live busy lives during, you know, summer's full throttle here, right? And so it's like, I think a perfect time with weather, hopefully weather will cooperate for us as well. And then people getting back in their routines to be like, hey, yeah, this is something that I look forward to every year.
I think also because there are so many different kinds of wellness practitioners of all kinds here, you know, chances are you're going to come and you're going to meet somebody and understand a new way of being healthy that you never would have thought of. And it has the great potential to change your life because of something that you just didn't quite know about. You know, again, some of these more holistic modalities such as the sound healing or the breath work or, you know, it's like, oh, I'm curious about that. And then you start to do it and it weaves into your life and it becomes a part of your morning routine. And it just has the potential to spiral into an exponential positive change. And so it's just coming with that curiosity and understanding, you know, what exactly is here for me and being creative and going with the flow. And then also something else that I was thinking of during that last part of the conversation is that the connection aspect of this is so important because well-being isn't just I'm going to my chiropractor, I'm going to my doctor. Well-being and relationship is vital, vital to community. And so that's, you know, the whole point of this is to come and to socialize, build new relationships, work something into your health routine, and it's going to only do good for you and for your body.
It sounds like the mood will be set mm-hmm. for making those connections. And as they say, one of the more important things, there's the physical activities to stay healthy, mm-hmm. but there's the social connection. Yeah. And that maybe, just maybe, you could go to something like this. And if you're somewhat isolated, as elderly people tend to be, you might find connection or common ground with someone and make that connection to... it might be your neighbor that you didn't know was there. And we are all neighbors. And it does strengthen our community, as you say.
Yeah.
So sounds like a good deal. Sounds like you've got it fairly well. And it will be a celebration. You'd call it a festival, but it's also a celebration of our community by having this opportunity and event happen right in the heart of Sandpoint, as you say, Johnny.
Yes.
Just for a moment, just veering off back to Common Ground, mm-hmm. you mentioned you had other events, but in your envisioning of the future of mm-hmm. this connectivity organization, mm-hmm. what do you see as potential coming up for Common Ground? Possible.
So, well, specifically, you're talking event-wise and, mm-hmm. and what we have coming up in the future.
Or creating a network. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, specifically event-wise, we do have a folk fest that we're supporting up at Boulder Creek Retreat in Bonner's Ferry. And so that's coming up on October 3rd. And you can find out more information on our website, which is commongroundsandpoint.com. We'll have all of the event details listed there.
A folk festival.
Yay. Yes. And so that's specifically going to be a barn dance. And we're going to have a couple of food options and vendors. We're going to take it to a fuller scale next year. We're mm-hmm. kind of making it a smaller event just to start out because the folks up there are just kind of finding their footing. But we're going to come up and support them with a fun barn dance caller, a fun night around the fire with the whole family. And so more details will be coming on that soon, but that will be on October 3rd.
Right, just in time for the Harvest Fest.
Yes, whatever exactly.
That looks like. And the farmer's exactly. market. I love Farman's Park. I think you picked a good spot for your event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else do you want to say, Johnny? Your last pitch effort.
Well, I think the theme of this whole thing really is connection, you know, and just we want people to thrive, right? Because wellness is so much more than that, right? It's kind of just bringing awareness to yourself and making your life healthier. And, you know, and that's not just physical, it's mental. I think a lot of us struggle mentally, you know, and then going into this change of season, you know, right? Like maybe there's someone we can find to, like, you know, I don't know, bring awareness to that. And because, you know, I definitely, you know, you can get depressed during winter here. So, and our winters haven't been the best. And if you don't do winter activities, it makes it harder, right? So,
well, there's the physical winter activities, but I just thought of an idea. You could have game night somewhere. I'm thinking Evans Brothers, but where, you know, you have like an area for chess, an area for, gin rummy, or an area for cribbage, things that maybe if it's in the evening more for adults, but it could be a family game day mm-hmm. where you just get together and have these different games.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. Or jacks, or hopscotch if there's kids, you know, stuff like that.
I love that idea, and I think that that's right along the lines of what we're promoting here is just more community and more intersection of people, because as both of you just said, we get siloed, we get into our routines, and mm-hmm. and I think that this again is the perfect opportunity, the Wellness Fest, to sort of break out of whatever weekend routine that you might have, come check out something new, because it's likely a situation where you're going to meet somebody, make a connection, and just have fun. Bottom line is we're just having fun.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're ready to go. I'm sure it's going to be a hectic next few days. And then clean up and you're done and you can start thinking about the next year. So that is, I'm here talking with Johnny Chambers and Natalie Britton, organizers, Natalie's with Common Ground, organizers of the upcoming Sunday, September 13th, Wellness Fest. I like to say festival, but it's Wellness mm-hmm. Fest. And that's at Farman Park from 10 to 2. More information is available at risesandpoint.com, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Anything else? That's about
enough? That's it. Thank you so much. And again, just come and join us. Even if it rains, we're going to have canopies and big tents, and so don't be scared of the rain.
Yeah. Umbrellas are fun.
Bring an umbrella and have fun. Yep, wear your rain gear if you need to.
It's not cold yet. Come on out. Make a new friend. It'll be super fun.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you so much,
and
Susie.
Best of wonderful day on Sunday for your Wellness Fest. I'm going to play a song. This is Red Molly. The song was actually written by Bob Dylan. It's called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? But Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris made it famous years ago. But this is Red Molly.